Major League Baseball All-Star Break kicks off with the Home Run Derby tonight in Philadelphia. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Eight sluggers will square off in a new format which ditches the clock and allows each player to take 20 swings. Kyle Schwarber headlines the event as he leads the majors in home runs. Brewers head into the break with a three-game losing streak but still have 59 wins at the break, which is a franchise record. They're off until Friday when they open a series against Miami at AmFam Field. The Brewers wrapped up the 2026 first-year player draft yesterday with 20 selections. 13 of the 20 were pitchers. Two of the 20 hail from Wisconsin. Right-handed pitcher Marcus Kruzan from High Bridge, who was selected in the 12th round. He was playing at the University of Minnesota. And high school shortstop Chance Ruby, who played at Wilmot High School, he went in round 17. Brewers Vice President of Amateur Acquisition Todd Johnson on Ruby.
Chance is a really athletic kid who had a good year. I mean, he flashes tools. He's, like I said, he's a good athlete. He can run, and you know, the bat's pretty good. I mean, he's a pretty good contact guy, and we think there's some power to develop there as well. So, you know, certainly an interesting pick. Definitely wanted to be a Brewer, so that certainly motivated him.
NBA Summer League continues in Las Vegas. Bucks will take on the Phoenix Suns tonight. The Bucks also bringing back one of their own free agents, agreeing with Gary Trent Jr. on a four-year, $64 million deal that's fully guaranteed. University of Michigan preparing to take a closer look into the culture of its athletic department. According to ESPN, regents are expected to discuss an investigation on Thursday as part of the review. A decision on the future of athletic director Ward Manuel is anticipated in the coming days. Tom Kim celebrating his fourth career PGA Tour win after winning the Scottish Open over the weekend. Up next, golf's final major, the Open Championship, starts on Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.